A store space in a shopping center off Cochrane Street in Simi Valley is packed with people filling boxes with everything from candy to socks.
These are men's.
Women here.
Yeah, these are women.
Yeah.
Volunteers are making care packages for men and women in uniform around the world.
I was really, really horrified to think that our troops are serving without basic items that we take for granted. And so I sent the very first care package. I start collecting items, and I got my friends, neighbors, relatives, everyone involved. We started getting thank you letters back, and the thank you letters really inspired me to continue doing this.
Paula Cornell sent that first package overseas in 2005. In 2006, she co-founded the nonprofit group for the troops. With the help of hundreds of volunteers and donors, the nonprofit sends out some 1,800 care packages a month.
We have a lot of great supporters that have been by our side since the beginning. Donations to put in our care packages.
Jim Carpenter is a Navy veteran who served in the Vietnam War. He's been a For the Troops volunteer for several years now.
Having been out there myself, and once in a while you receive a package from home, you know, and that's great. It's like everybody comes around, they all want to participate. And I think this is the greatest thing in the world to send for morale, to send to the troops, is something like this, because it just really makes them feel like, hey, they do care about us.
Ernie Medrano of Moorpark is one of the nonprofit's most amazing volunteers. He's a 92-year-old World War II veteran.
Not only does it bring you memories from the homeland, but it lets you know that people haven't forgotten about you. And they remember you and they appreciate your effort.
Medrano volunteers with For the Troops 3 days a week.
I get a sense of accomplishment, not only that I'm helping the troops, but I get together with a nice group of people. And we have a good time, or we tell stories, and for me, it's entertainment. It's fun.
Some volunteers are walking around tables arranged in a giant box shape. They're collecting items from the tables for the care packages. 12-year-old Evelyn Jost is one of those helping.
Chips, there's cereal, there's small things to snack on, like flower seeds, there's just like some balls to play with, cookies, just kind of the easy stuff to eat and fast.
Why are you doing this?
It makes you feel really good about helping them because they do so much. And on our part, this is the easiest thing we can do for them. You know, there's not much we can do, but if we can do anything, I'd really love to help.
At another table, two kids, Eileen Zhang and Julia Downs, are writing letters to go in the packages.
We're writing letters for the troops. They put them in our care packages. They say either we love the USA or thank you for your service. We can also write about ourselves, too, and tell them a little bit about ourselves. We can put our address and they can write back to us.
I've been kind of writing, we appreciate the effort to fight for our freedom. It's really fun because you kind of get to like also color, decorate it, put your own creativity into it.
Some of the volunteers have personal connections that led them to help. Nancy Bright has a brother in Afghanistan. She's holding a small box with a flag inside.
That's your flag that was flown in Afghanistan on Veterans Day by the troops that are there now that received all the packages that For the Troops sent.
Rosemary Allison says as a young girl, she was involved in a similar care package project.
We had this little club called Boost, Bring Back Our Overseas Soldiers Today. And we used to pack boxes just like this. And when I hear the stories of what they don't have, and getting these little packages from home means so much to them. I've read some of the letters that we've gotten back, and I've met some of the people that have received them. And it just shows them that they are not forgotten.
The For the Troops organization is doing its largest annual community event and fundraiser this coming weekend. The Saturday night concert and dinner at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library will pay tribute to nearly 24 veterans, including nearly a dozen each from World War II and the Korean War. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.